弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们一同来阅读今天早上正道的经文，在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's read the key Bible passage for today's sermon, which is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章，我们读第十八节。
Verse 18.
凡事谢恩。因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
让我们从低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们今天聚集在你的面前，我们要向你献上我们的敬拜。
Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather together today before you, we want to first give you our worshiping and our thanks.
主，我们今天来到你的面前敬拜的时候，我们就纪念到你所赐给我们的福分。
Today, when we come before you to worship you, we remember all the grace that you have given us.
今天早晨所唱的诗歌
，the hymns that are for today.
诗班给我们带来的献诗。
And the songs given by the choir
都是讲到我们要对你献上的赞美。
They are all about the praises and thanks that we have to give to you.
因为你是美善的。
Because you are good.
主，我们的赞美在你的面前就是我们的敬拜。
Our praises for you is our worship.
而当我们想念到你所给我们的福分的时候，我们就心怀感恩。
When we remember all the blessings that you have given us, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
主，当我们向你献上感恩的时候，同时也是我们对你的敬拜。
When we give you our thanks, it's also a form of worshiping you.
主，今天早晨你与我们同在。
So please be with us today.
我们要向你献上我们的感恩。
We want to give you our thanks.
我们要向你献上我们的赞美。
We want to give you our praises.
我们向你献上我们全人的敬拜。
We want to give you our worship from our entire whole being.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
诗篇一百零七篇这样子说，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他，因他使人心里可因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足，使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他，愿他们以感谢为献祭给他，欢呼述说他的作为。
So it's said in a Psalm chapter 107. There are a few verses. Let themGive thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the islands, from east and west, from north and south. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. And then verses 21st to 22nd. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice thanks offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy.
诗篇一百零六篇第一节也如此说。
It's also said in Psalm chapter 106, verse 1.
你们要赞美耶和华，要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
诗篇一百篇第四节。
Psalm one, chapter 100.
说当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
我们看见在旧约里面，属神的人，当他们来到神的面前的时候，他们献上他们的赞美。
So from the Old Testament, we can tell that when people went to see God, to worship God, they first offered their thanks and the praises to God.
当他们想到他们的主，他们的神。
When they remembered their God, their Lord.
他们心情是愉悦的。
Their hearts were filled with joy.
他们是出声赞美的。
They gave expression to their thanks and praises by praising him in words.
我们也看见当诗人在向神献上赞美的时候。
We also see when the poet gave thanks to God.
When they're praising God.
Praising God.
他们是用一个感谢的心，并且是口里感恩，口里称谢的这样子一个行为，来向神献上赞美。
They do so with a thanksgiving heart, and they express it in words.
新约圣经里面同样对感恩这件事情。是非常看重的。
In the same way, the New Testament thinks highly of praises and thanks to God.
以弗所书五章二十节说：“凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。”
For instance, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20.
Chapter 5, 20.
Chapter 5, verse 20.It said, always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
腓立比书第四章第六节说，当因一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything.But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
为什么对神献上感恩和感谢是这么重要？
Why is it then to offer thanks and praises to God is so important?
John MacArthur 曾经说过。
John MacArthur once said.
他说一个信徒的最出众的表现，最出众的一个表征，就是他会向神献上感恩。
He said the most distinctive demonstration of a believer is his praise and thanks to God.
而一个没有重生、有新生命的人，他们最出众的这个表现就是他们不会感恩。
The most distinctive manifestation of someone who has not been reborn in Christ is that they don't know that they should give thanks to God.
对一个属于神的人来说，向神感恩是最自然不过的。
So for someone who really belongs to God, to give thanks to God is very natural.
尤其当我们看见那些出信的人。
That's let's just see those brothers and sisters who were just saved.
对生命长时间的思想，最后终于认识了主耶稣基督，然后呢，得到了神的生命。
After long meditation and consideration of their life, they finally accepted Jesus Christ, and their life has been transformed ever since.
发现了自己的生命有了改变。
They discovered that their own lives have been changed.
罪恶的影响还有捆绑已经被释放了。
They are no longer under the impact or influence of sins.
在神面前的那个羞耻感已经被抹除了。
They are set free, and they, before God, they no longer have a sense of guilt.
不但对永生有盼望，并且对今生有期盼。
They have a hope that they will have eternal life. Also, they have a hope for their life in this world.
整个人从心到外就是一片祥和喜乐的表现。
So from within and without, they are full of joy and peace.
然后呢，就是等不及的要受洗。
And then they cannot wait until the day that they be baptized.
然后就是等不及的要将主耶稣基督的福音向家人，向他们所爱的朋友去传。
And they are very eager to spread God's salvation to their family or to their friends.
我们属于神的人。
Those who belong to God.
想一想当初信主的时候不是也是如此吗？
So let's recall that when we first believed in the Lord, we were just like that.
一个不属于神的人，不认识神的人。
For someone who does not belong to God, who does not know God.
在生命上或者是生命中，生命中或生活上，如果有什么好处，他感谢的是谁？
In their life, when they have any blessings, whom do they give thanks to?
只能拍拍自己的肩膀，感谢自己啊。
They thank themselves for their achievements or blessings.
或者可能是说我的气运好。
Or maybe they think they are just very lucky.
他们不懂得感恩。
They don't know. That they should present thanks to God.
因为他们不知道生命的源头在哪里。
Because they have no idea what is the source of life.
他们不知道生命真正的意义是什么。
They don't know the real meaning or significance of life.
可是你知道，今天我们属于神的人。
Today, those who belong to God.
我们不只是为我们的救恩献上感谢。
We not only offer our thanks to God because of our salvation.
我们能够因着神对我们的爱、对我们的供应、还有对万事的掌控来向神感恩。
We can also praise or give thanks to God for His provisions, for His protections, and for everything.
罗马书第八章第二十八节如此说。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28。
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
你知道万事互相效力。
What does mean by all things working together?
这万事互相效力跟我们今天所读的帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节里面，在凡事先，这个凡事跟这个万事讲的就是同一件事情。
Here the all things in Romans, the meaning is the same as everything.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
All things works together for the good of those who love Him.
或者更好的翻译是说，神使万事互相效力。
A better translation might be that God enables all things to work together for the good of those who love him.
既然在所有一切的事上，神都有他的掌控。
Given that God is in control of all things,
既然我们的生命、我们的生活是在爱我们的神、全能的神的掌控当中。
Given that we are in the control of God who loves us,
并且他是使爱神的人得益处。
He is also the God who benefit those who love him.
那我们是不是能够在凡事上都能够谢恩呢？
So, the natural consequence is that we can give him, our God, thanks in all things.
我们信靠神。
We trust God.
我们抓紧他的应许。
We hold on to his promises.
知道他是一位信实的神。
We know he is a faithful God.
他的应许必定成就。
He will fulfill his promises.
所以我们在万事上都能够向他感恩。
Therefore, it comes naturally that we can give thanks to him in all things.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节，这节是一节很宝贵的一个经文。
The passage that the verse that we just read, First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. This is a very precious verse.
这里面有两点，我想我们可以好好的思想。
There are two things in this verse that I would like to share with you, or that we can reflect on.
神跟我们说要凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
God says this to us, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
凡事这个字英文翻译成两个方面。
This in all circumstancesThere are two sides to it.
对，在 ESV 里面的翻译是 in all circumstances, 也就是在任何的环境之下。
So in ESV edition, in all circumstances, meaning under each and every circumstance.
在 NAS 里面的翻译是 in everything, 也就是说中文的。凡事
and in and
任何一件事上
so in another addition is in all circumstances
也就是说我们不只是看事我们乃是看我们的环境
in other words here we are not just talking about things or matters we are also talking about environments
而这第一点是什么？就是我们不论是在任何事上或任何环境当中，神给我们一个诫命。
So the first point I would like to share with you, or that we can reflect on, is that in all kinds of environments, we can give thanks.
我们要感恩。
We have to be thankful to God.
在顺境当中我们感恩，在逆境当中我们感恩。
We give thanks to God in prosperity and in adversity.
我们在好的事上我们感恩，我们在坏的事上我们也感恩。
We give thanks to God in what we consider good things, and we thanks to God in what we may regard as bad things.
我们有的时候感恩，我们没有的时候照样感恩。
We give thanks to God when we have something, and we give thanks to God.When we do not have something.
可是你知道吗？这一节经文它可贵的地方在哪里？
But do you know what is the most precious part for this verse?
这不只是神给我们的一个诫命。
This is not only a command given to us by God.
这是神给我们的一个应许。
This is also a promise that God gives to us.
因为神跟我们说，你属于他的人，不论在什么样的环境当中，你都可以感恩。
Because God says that For those who belong to him in all circumstances or regardless of what circumstances are, they can give thanks.
这不只是诫命，这是应许。
So this is both a command, an order, and a promise.
神说我们在这个生活当中，
God says that in our life,
从人的角度上有好有坏。
From human perspective,perhaps they are good and they are bad things.
有顺有逆。
Perhaps there are times when things go smoothly, when there are times things do not go smoothly.
可是不论在怎么样的环境当中，神的应许是你一定有可以感恩的事情。
But there must be things that you can give thanks for to God, regardless of what the circumstances are.
因为神掌控万事。
Because God is in control of all things.
因为神会供应。
Because God is a God of provision.
因为这是他的应许。
Because this is His promise.
第二点，我们在这一节看到的。
The second point that I would like to share you from this verse is.
是我们对神的感恩是神的心意。
Is that the thanks that we give to God, or we give God thanks, this is God's will.
十八节讲得很清楚，你在凡事上谢恩，这就是神所给你的旨意。
It's clearly stated in the second half of verse 18, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
基督徒们常常说，我想要了解神的旨意。
Christians often say, I would like to know what God's will is.
神对我的旨意是什么？
What is God's will for me?
然后呢，我们会说我要去顺着神的心意，顺着神的旨意去行事。
And then we may say, we want to submit ourselves to God's will.
但是我们的问题多半是我不了解神的心意啊。
But our problem is often thatWe don't know what God's will is to begin with.
神的心意太难揣摩了。
It's very hard to understand or to grasp what God's will is.
可是弟兄姐妹，
However, brothers and sisters,
神的心意是不是在这边向我们显明了？
Isn't it that God's will is given to us in this very verse?
如果我们要了解神的心意，如果我们要去行神的旨意。
If we want to know what God's will is, if we want to put His will into practice,
那我们需要在凡事上谢恩。
Then we must give thanks to Him in all circumstances.
我们要开始在各样的环境里面看神在我们生命里面所做的工作。
We will have to begin trying to understand God's work in all circumstances.
我们要了解神的心意，一定要先从神的话里面来开始。
If we want to understand what God's will is, the prerequisite is that we must understand God's word.
如果神已经在他话语里面向我们显明的心意，我们都不了解，都不去行。
If God has already shown us His will through His words,
yet we don't know them or we don't follow them, 那我们就更不用讲，没有在圣经里面记载神的心意，我们怎么去揣摩？
Then we don't even know what God's will is, which is not given.Stated in the Bible.
如果我高中要毕业要去读大学，我要去读哪一所大学啊？
For instance, now I graduated from high school and I'm going to a college. So which college am I going to?
神的旨意是什么？
What is God's will for us in this matter?
圣经里面没有记载。
We cannot find answer in the Bible.
我大学要毕业了，我是去找工作呢，还是我继续读研究所呢？
I'm about to graduate from the college, so do I pursue advanced studies in graduate school, or do I look for jobs?
好几个男孩喜欢我，我说如果是女孩的话。
a girl would say, there are several boys who like me.
哪一个是神要赐给我的配偶啊?
So which one is my future spouse according to God's will?
你说我要寻求神的旨意。
And you would say, I am going to seek God's will.
圣经里面不告诉你哪一个男孩是适合你的。
But you cannot find answer directly from the Bible.
工作上面怎么样子来面对这个职场上面的需要或自己对事业的抱负。
How do we meet the needs or the challenges at workplace?
这些事情神有没有旨意?
So on all of these things, does God have a will for us?
有。
Yes, the answer is in the affirmative.
可是弟兄姐妹, 我们要能够知道神在这些事上的旨意之前, 我们必须要学习聆听并遵守他已经向我们显明的旨意。
But brothers and sisters, before we can identify what God's will is, we must first listen to and obey His words.
你知道一个懂得感恩的人,
someone, if anyone who knows to be grateful.
一个在生活当中, 在生命里面, 知道什么样叫做凡事谢恩的人,
anyone who really can understand what it means by giving thanks in all circumstances.
我从早到晚, 每日每夜, 我都有事情, 知道怎么样跟神感恩。
During the day and at night and every day, I know how to give thanks to God in all circumstances.
在我的家庭关系里面, 在我的工作上面, 在我的学习上面, 在我的服事上面, 我都能够看见神的带领, 我并且能够感恩的人。
In my family life, at my workplace, in my studies, in my service at church, I can see God's will, and I can give God, offer God my thanks.
当我在顺境, 我可以看见神的作为, 我同样在逆境当中可以看见神的同在的人。
In prosperity, I can see God's working in it. And in adversity, I can also see God's working in it.
这个人就是已经了解神的旨意并且遵守神旨意的人。
Then this is a person who truly understands God's will and who is obeying God's command.
而这样的一个人, 弟兄姐妹,
such a person
就可以了解神的心意, 就是神不在圣经里面所讲到的心意了。
Then he would know God's will, even though God's will is not directly given in the Bible.
因为他真正的认识神, 真正听见神的声音。
Because he has a true understanding of God.
所以这一节是非常非常宝贵的一个经文。
So this verse is a very precious verse.
对神感恩这件事情,
giving thanks to God.
第一不但是诫命是神的应许,
this is not only a command or an order from God, it is also a promise from God.
第二, 在凡事上面学习感恩这件事上, 我们明了神的心意, 并且我们遵照神的心意。
Second, if we learn to give thanks in all circumstances, then we know what God's will is.
曾经有一个牧师这样子说,
a pastor or a preacher used to say this.
他说圣经上面告诉我们, 说凡事谢恩,
the Bible tells us that we should give thanks in all circumstances.
那英文的翻译就更贴切, 因为他是说, 在什么样的环境当中我们要感恩。
But the English translation may be more appropriate. That is, in what circumstances do we have to give thanks?
我们不是为那个环境或为那个事来感恩, 我们是在这个事情发生的时候或在这个环境当中,
It is not that we give thanks to the circumstances themselves. Rather, it is we give thanks when when whatever circumstances is happening.
对不对?
Isn't it true?
公司裁员刚好裁到你。
So if your company laid you off.
被裁员有什么值得感恩的事?
So there's nothing to thank for.
你没有工作了，没有收入。
For being laid off, right?
我们不是为那个事情在感恩啊。
Because you lose your income, you don't have a job.
但是在那样的环境当中，我们如何感恩？
So we are not giving thanks to God for us being laid off, but rather in that circumstance, we give thanks to God.
孩子顶撞我们。
So when our children treat us defiantly, do not obey our command, order, teachings.
年轻还在家中的孩子。
I refer to young children who are still staying in their parents' home.
可能我们孩子长大了，也成家立业了，可是对我们不理不睬。
Or maybe our children have grown up and have a family or home of their own, and they ignore us.
这样的事情和环境有什么值得感恩的呢？
So there's nothing to be thankful for in such circumstance.
我们不会说感谢神，你让我的孩子顶撞我，感谢神，你让我的孩子不理我。
We wouldn't say to God, thank you for allowing our children to disobey us. Thank you for losing my job.
Yeah, or thank you that my kids just don't care for me, right?
Oh, yeah.
可是我们在那样的环境里面，神说我们要学习感恩。
But in that circumstance, God says that we still need to give thanks to God.
因为神的应许就是永远有值得你感恩的事情。
Because God's promise is that there's always something that you can give thanks for.
那我太太 Cindy 多年前出了一次很大的车祸。
My wife Cindy had a car, very serious car accident. Years ago.
那个车祸呢是礼拜四下午差不多四点多发生的。
That accident happened in a late Thursday afternoon.
你知道加州这个塞车塞的最厉害的就是礼拜四下午。
As you know, Thursday afternoon is usual in California. Has a very serious traffic jam.
四点多那个时候就是最厉害的时候。
So there are many cars. It's a rush hour at 4 in the afternoon.
我那个时候工作的这个地方离我们家离这边我们这个教会的地方差不多也要两个小时塞车才能够回来。
At that time, it would take me 2 hours to get here. From the work, the place that I was working.
他出事的地方就在 San Antonio 跟 Baseline 交接的地方，被一个大车撞了。
So she had an accident in the nearby San Antonio and Baseline.
就这个人呢，驾着车刚好就往驾驶座这边一撞，就往他人这里撞进来了。
So someone just hit him, hit the driver's seat.
差不多四点半的时候，我收到一通电话，说你太太出车祸了，你可能要回来看她。
So around 4:30, I received news that my wife had just had a very serious car accident.
那我问这个人你是谁啊？
So I asked him who are you?
然后我问他细节。
So, and ask that person about details.
他不跟我讲细节，他就说他出事了，你可能要过来看。
But he didn't provide me with any details. He just said that your wife had just had a serious car accident, and you have to come here as soon as possible.
然后他就说，我就是一个邻居，他也不跟我讲名字，他说我就是当地的一个邻居，看见这件事了。
He just said that he's a neighbor. I witnessed the accident.
所以我往回开的时候
So when I was driving back from my workplace,
半路上一个半小时之后、啊、收到医院来的电话
After about 1.5 hours, I received a telephone call from
Trauma Center.
Yeah,
Trauma Center.
Oh, from Trauma Center.
啊，这个医院打电话来跟我说，你太太出事了，现在在医院里。
So this hospital told me that your wife is now hospitalized in here.
那我想那就是在 San Antonio Hospital 嘛。
So I thought it's San Antonio Hospital.
结果他跟我说在 Arrowhead Regional.
He told me it's Arrowhead Regional.
那是 San Bernardino 更过去的地方。
So it's farther from San Antonio. So even further, east.
我心里想，你们干什么啊？出车祸就送到最近的医院，你跑那么远干嘛？那还要半个多钟头的车程啊。
So I was puzzled at that moment. I thought, why is that they didn't just send her to the nearby hospital?
结果他们跟我说，你太太不是救护车送来的。
And then they told me that your wife came here not by ambulance.
他说是坐直升机过来的。
But by helicopter.
因为人家看他这个车子车门都撞凹进去了，然后头在流血，问问题也不会回答。
Because people saw that her car was severely damaged and she was bleeding and she was almost unconscious. She couldn't answer any questions.
所以坐了一趟直升机去医院。
So they just had a helicopter to take her to the hospital.
我那天开了将近五个小时才到医院。
So that day, it took me almost 5 hours to reach the hospital.
那这五个小时能做什么？
So what can I do within that long, five long hours?
我根本不知道她的情况。
I had no idea what her condition was.
我再怎么样子开得快，我也是没有办法，我就是慢慢的在那边爬，车子太多了。
Regardless how I tried to be fast, I couldn't do it because it's a rush hour.
那当然我祷告。
Of course, I prayed to God.
我交托神。
I entrust all these things, this matter to God.
你知道我有想到这节经文。
Do you know that this verse came up in my mind?
神说凡事要谢恩。
God instructs us that we need to give thanks in all circumstances.
那我想我怎么说？我说得出口吗？神还感谢你身体出车祸。
So I thought to myself, how could I, can I express my thanks? Can I give thanks to God because God allowed such an accident to occur to my wife?
当然不是这样子讲啊。
Of course, this does not make sense.
我就开始思想了。
So I began to reflect on this verse.
我感谢神，既然有这样一个好心的人，路人会打电话来给我，告诉我妻子出车祸，不然的话，我一个半多钟头才从医院收到消息，那就更晚了。
So I ended up giving thanks to God for providing a good neighbor to rescue her.From the accident to.
我感谢神，我的岳父母住得近，教会的弟兄姐妹近的都已经先去看他了。
I gave thanks to God that it happens that my father-in-law and mother-in-law they lived close by, and brothers and sisters they already went to the hospital to be with her.
后来发现为什么那个人打电话给我
？And later I discovered why is that?That person gave me the call.
他们那天问 Cindy, 你的名字是什么？今天是哪一天？你往哪里去？他全说我不知道。
And that day, he asked Cindy, what's your name? Where do you live? And so on. And Cindy could not provide her answer. And Cindy didn't even know what day of the week.
可是他问他说, 你有没有人, 我可以帮你联络啊?
But when he asked Cindy, is there anybody that this person could get in touch with?
奇怪,这件事情他知道。
And Cindy knew how to answer this particular question.
他说我先生叫 James Fan, 这是他的电话, 909. 他就知道这件事情。And Cindy
gave that person her husband's name and telephone number.
我就感谢神。So
I give thanks, give thanks to God for this.
你知道，当我看到 Cindy 之后。
When I saw Cindy in the hospital,
她真的是一个失忆的人。
It appears that she lost all her memories.
你跟她讲话, 她会跟你回答。
她会啊。
她会。
So when I spoke to her, yeah, she knew that she knew to answer me.
然后她就问我, 现在几点了?
And then she would ask me, what time is it now? And I told her what time.
然后五分钟之后, 她又说, 现在几点了?
And after 5 minutes, she repeated the same question. What time is it now?
她那个问了二十几次,
and then she asked the same question for more than 20 times.
我跟她讲啊, 五分钟前是15分, 现在20分了。
So I told her 5 minutes, before is 15, and now is 5 minutes have passed, so it's 20.
你知道我那时候感谢神?
At that time, I thank God.
我不是感谢神他失忆啊。
Of course, I did not thank God for her losing her memories.
我感谢神那时候我坐在那边看我太太。
I thank God because he allowed me to be with her and to take care of her
我就想,
by her side.
如果以后都这样怎么办?
And then I asked myself, what if for the rest of my life I have to care for her?
那我就发现我对她的爱。
And then I discovered my love for her.
我真是这样想。
That's my true feelings.
如果我们剩下的余生, 她每5分钟就问我。
If for the rest of our lives, after every 5 minutes, she asked me the questions, then I would just keep on answering her.
她车祸后两三个月行动不方便, 上下床走路站立都不行。
So for 2 and 3 months after the accident, she had difficulty moving, getting up, or getting off from the bed.
我真要想以后我是服侍这样一个失忆残废的人。So
I was thinking that it's very likely that for the rest of my life I will have to care for Cindy who lost all her memories and who just became handicapped.
我感谢神什么？But
at that moment I still thank God.
因为神让我看见我竟然可以对一个人有这么深的一个爱和执着。
I gave thanks to God for the fact that this accident allowed me to see that I have such capability to love a person so deeply and so unreserved.
我也不得不面对一个问题，就是万一事情发生了，他人不在怎么办？
Of course, I had to face another problem. That is, if she's not in this world anymore,
我能感谢神吗?
Can I, in that circumstance, can I still give thanks to my God?
神说凡事谢恩呢?
Because God clearly give me this command, give thanks in all circumstances.
这是挣扎。
So this is a struggle.
我真能感谢神，他把我太太拿走吗？ Huh? 我真正能感谢神，因为他把我太太从这世上带走吗？
If God took away Cindy from me from this world, can I truly give thanks to God?
很困难。
it would be very difficult for me to do so. So, from the point of view of human affections, it's indeed a very difficult thing to do. But do you know that even in that hypothetical circumstance, I would still give thanks to God. Because this thought allows me to discover that even though I love Cindy so deeply, but I love my God even more.
或者说, 虽然我了解Cindy对我爱的爱得那么深,
or perhaps from another perspective, I may say that,
as much as Cindy loves me, my God loves me even more. 这是值得感谢的。
So this is something worth my thanks.
人的生命是这么的脆弱。
Man's life is so fragile.
但是神的生命却是这么的庞大。
But God's life is so abundant.
我太太的生命掌握在神的手中。 我的生命照样掌握在神的手中。
My wife's life is in the hands of God, and in the same way, my life is in the hands of God as well. So I can give thanks to God before the God. Today, there's a scar on Cindy's face. So this scar is right above her
eyebrow.
那一开始想的时候，这太可惜了。So in the beginning, I thought, wow, this is indeed very a regret.
一个女人的脸上怎么可以有一个疤痕呢？
How can a scar appearing on the face of a woman?
太不属灵了，对不对？
So, so this thought is not very spiritual, isn't it?
整个车子被撞毁，人头破血流，用直升机送到急诊室，失忆不能动。结果今天只留下这样一个小小的疤痕，你身上看不见了，你要努力去找才找得到。
So, after a car was severely damaged, and after the person, Cindy, lost all her memories and was sent to hospital, despite all of this, what now is left is just a little a scar on her face. So this is something that I need to give thanks to God for.
这是神提醒我们, 我是你的生命之主啊。
God uses this to remind me that I am the Lord of your life. I am the master of your life.
所以我不知道Cindy怎么想，我相信她也是这样，我是为这个疤痕感谢主啊。
So I give thanks to my God for the scar on her face.
我相信Cindy也是如此。
I'm sure that Cindy thinks so as well.
我们常常讲到感恩。
We often talk about giving thanks.
我们说我们不但是心里面有对神的一种感恩的心, 我们口里要把神的作为传扬出来。
We often say that we have a thankful heart. We also have to express our thankfulness in outward deeds, spreading God's glory.
这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
我们过去礼拜四的时候在教会有感恩见证聚会。
This past Thursday, we had a testimonial meeting.
我们听见弟兄姐妹们分享神在他们每一个人生命当中的作为。
We heard a lot of testimonies from brothers and sisters about God's working in their lives.
你知道如果我们回想能够有什么值得感恩做见证的?
If we try to think what can we give thanks for?
当然我们为我们的救恩献上感恩。
Of course, first of all, we need to thank to God, give our thanks to God for the salvation He provides us.
可能我们为我们生活当中一些的需要，神供应了我们感恩。
We can thank God for His provisions, for Him providing for our daily needs, daily essentials.
可能我们在身体上面有一些病痛，得神医治，我们感恩。
We can also thank God for curing or healing our sickness.
可是弟兄姐妹，我们要更多的学习感恩啊。
But brothers and sisters, there is still a lot of lessons for us to learn about giving thanks to God.
难道我们一生当中就这么一两三件事情可以感恩吗？
Can it be possible that there are only a few things like this that we can give thanks to God for?
我们昨天可以跟神感恩什么？
For instance, yesterday, what can we give thanks God thanks for?
今天早上能够早上起来以后到现在有没有值得感恩的事情？
And what we can give give God thanks for this morning?
顺境当中有时候会忘记神，但是顺境当中感恩好像还比较容易。
Even though it is human nature that we often forget about God when we are in prosperity or when things go smoothly, but it's easier to give thanks to God when everything goes smoothly.
在逆境当中我们怎么感恩呢？
So, but when we encounter adversity or not so desirable circumstances, how can we give thanks to God?
我们可以。
We still can give thanks to God for that. We also need to give thanks to God for that.
我们向神献上的感恩是我们对神的敬拜和赞美。
The thanks that we offer God is also our worshiping for God.
我们不要一年经历神一两次。
We cannot just experience God once or twice.A year.
或者十年才经历神一两次啊。
Or once every 10 years.
我们要每时每刻去经历神。
We need to experience God.
神的美善。
In every moment.
神的美善。
Experience His goodness.
神的供应。
His provision.
神的保护。
His protection.
他的爱。
His love.
他的照顾。
His caring.
他的怜悯。
His compassion,
他的赦罪,
His forgiving our sins,
他对我们的忍耐,
His patience with us,
他添加我们力量,
He's giving us strength,
赐给我们平安,
giving us peace,
赐给我们盼望,
giving us hope.
这是每时每刻的弟兄姐妹。
So every moment we can give thanks to God for all this.
我们要天天经历他。
We must experience Him every day.
所以我们能够天天向他献上感恩。
So that we may give thanks to Him every day.
你为什么事情能够献上感恩呢？
So for what you can give thanks to God?
你知道你为什么事情感恩，你就是为什么而活。
If you know for what you give thanks to God, then you know.For what you live in this world.
你是为什么事献上感恩呢？
So for what you give thanks to God.
那反映出你为什么而活。
This reflects why or for what purpose you live.
盼望在这一个感恩的季节当中。
So it is my hope that in this Thanksgiving season,
并且我们即将要庆祝我们的主耶稣基督降临。
Also, we are going to very soon celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们的救主，也是我们生命当中的主。
He is our Savior. He is also the Lord or the Master of our life.
让我们能够真正的知道我们是为着什么能够向神献上感恩。
So may we truly know for what we can give God our thanks.
也愿我们再次得到提醒，再次得到激励。
And may we be once again reminded and encouraged.
我们要作为神救恩的出口。
We have to be the outlet of God's grace.
我们要宣扬主耶稣基督在我们生命当中成就的一切。
We have to spread God's workings in our lives.
我们以一颗喜乐的心，我们可以向神献上我们的感恩。
And with a joyful heart, we can give our God our thanks.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你在我们还不认识你，还顶撞你的时候，你就已经为我们预备了救恩。
Before we knew you, before when we were still offending you, you already prepared salvation for us.
在此，你的爱就向我们显明了。
And this, you once again showed us your love for us.
主，如果我们真的在你的面前冥想。
Lord, if we sincerely reflect on your love before you,
主，不但我们能够对我们所得到的这个生命，新生命能够向你献上感恩。
Then we will know that we have to give thanks to you because of the new life that you have given us.
主，这世上一切所有的不都是您所赐的吗？
All the things in this world, on this earth, are provided or given by you.
我们家庭情感上面的需要。
Our family, our emotional needs.
我们物质上面的需要。
Our material needs.
就都是一切都是你所赐的。
All of these are given by you.
主，甚至每一天早晨我们能够起来再呼吸这一口空气，都是你所赐的，都是你的恩典。
Even every morning, we can wake up and breathe the air. This is also given by you.
然后你告诉我们说，今天你在这世上，我有事要你办。
And then you tell us, today on the earth, this earth, I have things for you to do.
你的生命是有内涵的，是有意义的。
Your life is meaningful.
主，为着这一切，我们向你献上感恩。
So for all of this, we want to give you our thanks.
求圣灵亲自的将神的话教导给我们。
May your Holy Spirit teach us your words.
让我们能够学习如何的在凡事上能够谢恩。
So that we can learn how to give thanks in all circumstances.
让我们与你与主同行。
May you help us walk with you.
让我们与神亲密的过生活。
May you help us have an intimate relationship with you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.